Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here. This is Marianne D'Ambrosio of LeadOutLoudNow.com, and I want to welcome you to the Leadership by Conscious Design interview series. I created or designed this leadership series for individuals in corporations and in business who realize there's a shift taking place in the world and see this shift as a call to action or an opportunity to nurture and lead others to their greatness. This leadership series is about being an authentic leader, and it's exactly the type of development I craved and searched for in my corporate career. You can view this series as The Insider Secrets to Great Leadership. The leaders that are part of this program are authentic, the real deal. They're heart-based individuals who lead by example and walk the talk. In this series, you'll learn what's at the heart of great leadership and how this can increase your leadership potential by building your confidence, clarity, communication capability, and, of course, strengthening your connection with others. After listening to this series, you may also find an inner peace that will guide you during unsettling times and take you to another level of self-awareness. Today, our guest is Patricia Varley. Patricia Varley is an international speaker, trainer, retreat and workshop facilitator, author, business and personal coach who focuses on integrating professional, personal, and spiritual growth. Patricia has successfully worked for the past 15-plus years with entrepreneurs, business owners, companies, and national organizations across industry lines in reinventing success from the inside out by reclaiming the wholeness of people. This approach opens new paths to fresh ideas, clarity of thinking, accessing their full potential, and ultimately lasting achievement. Patricia has published numerous articles and is a featured author in Power Tools, Top Executive Coaches Put You on the Fast Track to Success. She also wrote and designed the workbook and manual, Because You Matter, 10 Heart-Centered Principles for Living the Life You Deserve. Patricia is a frequent radio and television guest and was honored by the Connecticut Business and Professional Women as Woman of Achievement. It's such an honor to have you here today, Patricia. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Marianne, and it's wonderful to be here. I'm very excited.
Thank you. Can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely. When you had first asked me to be part of this series, I was really not only honored to be a part of it, but inspired by your focus of leadership, because it is an area in my work as a facilitator, as a coach, as a keynote speaker and a trainer, to work with, inspire, and assist leaders from many, many industries in how to flourish, navigate, and transform in these incredible transformative times and changing times that we're in. So my passion as a professional is to integrate what I call professional purpose, personal growth, and spiritual awareness to bring a more holistic approach to business and to leadership. I have an undergraduate degree in psychology and sociology in behavioral sciences because I've always been fascinated by human and or individual behavior and organizational behavior and what makes people and companies and organizations tick, what makes them work. And also, I have a master's in business and organization and management and leadership to bring in not only the human behavior, but some more of the practical, tangible, strategic focus to business. And I feel that our unique essence and our heart, our soulfulness, our commitment to integrity is the sort of foundation for my work, whether I'm training, speaking, coaching, or leading a retreat. So in a nutshell, you know, what I say is that I assist individuals and organizations in reinventing success from the inside out by reclaiming their wholeness and their essence and their purpose. So that is this is my calling. It's not just my career. this is a sense of contribution that I really desire to make to the world at this time and with leaders. So I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, we're so glad. I'm so glad you're able to join us. Thank you for enthusiastically jumping in to be part of this.
Sure.
And so you've worked with a lot of leaders. What is at the heart of great leadership, Patricia? What do you see?
Well, there's a quote by Lao Tzu. Whenever I do a leadership workshop that I use, and you may have heard this, Marianne, but Lao Tzu, the great philosopher, said that those who know much about others may be wise, but those who understand themselves are even wiser. Those who are master over many may be powerful, but those who have mastered themselves are more powerful still. And when I think of leadership, I think of the term self-mastery and self-leadership, because we all, in a sense, are, you know, we lead our lives, whether we're a solo entrepreneur, whether we're the head of a company, that we run a family with children, whether we're, you know, leading a healthcare company or a nonprofit organization. It doesn't really matter what we do. The key of in being effective and being impactful and truly making a difference is what I would call self-mastery and self-leadership. That it's really about how we choose to show up with integrity, with purpose. What do we model for those that we are leading, that we are influencing? Because really leaders are influencers, and people look to leaders as well to not only make a difference but to create an example.
And so it sounds like it's very important to be a leader in your own life first before you can lead others.
Yes, not even it's in your own life, but it's in your own self. It's within yourself. So when I say I reinvent success from the inside out with leaders, it's really more of an inside job of that if a leader wants to truly affect change, wants to truly inspire and motivate others, let's say for a new project or to, you know, work with customers in the field, people can only give what they have, and they can't give what they don't have. So to the extent that anyone is willing to look at themselves and say, okay, are there areas that I can become more effective? Are there maybe some behaviors that no longer serve me that really aren't inspiring my team? You know, some of it is a self-evaluation and the self-inventory and the commitment to be courageous and do what I would call a self-inventory to recognize the areas that you're strong in and maybe the areas that you can enhance. It's a true honesty of what I call self-mastery to be a really effective leader.
So, Patricia, what might that self-inventory look like?
Well, some of it is to, first of all, remember that to self-inventory is to ask yourself what I would say thoughtful questions or conscious questions. And as an executive coach and a leadership coach, this is some of what I do with my clients, is, you know, are you open to new possibilities? Are you an out-of-the-box thinker? Can you be a transformational leader, which means the willingness to be creative and step into a new paradigm? If something isn't working, let's say, in your company or organization, are you willing to step away and do maybe the uncomfortable, whether it's uncomfortable for you or uncomfortable for your team? Part of being a conscious leader, I feel, and being masterful and leading yourself is to increase your self-awareness and be willing to step back and even look a little bit more objectively at your team and your organization, whatever, you know, particular company or whatever you might be leading. Now, this is not always an easy process, Marianne. I feel that self-reflection is not always comfortable for people. And I've done many work with CEOs and presidents of companies, and I say, you know, sometimes we really need to leave our egos outside the door and get to a more of a core place in ourselves that where we're really guided intuitively with both our minds, our intellect, our hearts, and our guts, our intuition. So part of being masterful and those qualities are am I only using my head or am I only using my heart? It's bringing in different aspects of ourselves to make decisions, to be creative, to be a creative problem solver, and also to inspire others.
So you brought up conscious leadership, and the world is changing, and really it's no longer business as usual. So there is an immediate need in corporations and in business for conscious leadership. What's your definition of a conscious leader?
For me, a conscious leader is an individual who is awake and self-aware of their purpose, why they're doing what they're doing, who is willing to witness their organization, their company, in other words, to step back and look at it objectively, which I had mentioned. A conscious leader is someone who is integrated. And to me, a conscious person is someone who is really more self-actualized and more self-realized than someone maybe who is unconscious. Often people who are unconscious, and it's not a judgment, it's just where they're at in their growth, or maybe not aware or maybe more asleep to the cause and effect of their decisions. So a conscious leader is much more intentional and conscious of even their decision-making and how it affects others.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you do a lot of work with transformational leadership. What steps are necessary to transform yourself as well as your work environment?
Well, transformation, we all know the story and the image of a caterpillar or a butterfly. And when I look at the times we're in now, particularly in the area of leadership, if you look at what a caterpillar was, it had a very comfortable life, but the only way that a caterpillar can become a butterfly is to go into a cocoon, and it literally has to die to its old life. And it's rather frightening because we don't know what's coming out the other side. It doesn't know it's going to be a butterfly. And I use that as an illustration because transformation is different from change. I feel, and what I'm witnessing with the people that I'm working with and just in looking at the world right now, is we really can't go back to how things used to be. Transformational leaders are like the butterfly emerging through the struggle, breaking down old structures, old belief system, old strategic ways of doing things that no longer serve us, that perhaps were not based in integrity. And it's literally the dying to the old way, the courage to break through the walls like the cocoon and emerge the other side. It then becomes something new and different, but can't go back to being a caterpillar. Does that make sense?
It does.
So that's true transformation. And if you look at our world now, even in terms of a lot of our paradigms and the way that things have been structured, so much has fallen apart. And really, we have to remember that the reason that they've fallen apart, and again, it's frightening because there's a lot of unknown, is that a lot of the structures were not really serving us. They weren't, perhaps maybe for a while, but not any longer, or based on integrity or perhaps some of the new models that are emerging. What's challenging, I think, for a transformational leader is that we don't always know what's emerging. But the good news is there's an opportunity to co-create together, to come up with different ideas, and that's the whole thinking and stepping out of the box and saying, is there a completely new way that we can come together? And one of the keys of a transformational leader is also the willingness, I believe, to be more collaborative, more cohesive with others, and not so much the competitiveness that we've seen that often is a win-lose. It's a much more what I would call holistic or collaborative, collective way of leading to benefit the whole, really.
Sure. Thank you. What are some tools or techniques that would enhance effective leadership and help individuals navigate through these changes or transformations?
Well, one of the things that I've done is I've created what I call our personal and professional mission statement questions. And as leaders or a head of a company, whether you have your own business or even a corporation, you know, we all have seen the mission statements on the wall. And it's wonderful. I'm all about mission statements, but I think sometimes one of the things to do is revisit, why are we doing what we're doing? What's the direction we want to go to? Sometimes it's taking stock and saying, okay, are my personal vision and alignment with who I am in sync with what I do? What I have seen, Marianne, a lot is a tool that's effective is asking yourself as a leader, are my values as an individual in sync with the work that I'm doing and vice versa? What I have noticed is that the leaders who, let's say, whose professional ethics and values and personal ethics and values are not necessarily in sync or there's a discrepancy, are usually under a lot more stress. They're not necessarily on purpose. They're doing things because they have to, not because they want to, which sometimes, many times, a leader has to do. But I feel that the type of leadership that we're transforming into and what's being asked of us is more the tool of saying, okay, what is important to me? Am I willing to walk my talk and be in integrity? Would I ask anyone in my organization or company to do something that I wouldn't do? And do I have an, you know, these are things we all know, but is there truly an open door policy? Another tool and technique would be, and it depends on the organization, but many of them have been done in more of the, I would say, almost the pyramid structure where you have the CEO at the top, and there's nothing really wrong with that. But I feel a new model for leadership would be a tool of looking at, can your organization be more like a web? So if you imagine a spider web, in the center, or spoke on a wheel even, in the center is the leader, is the CEO, the executive, the entrepreneur. What are those spokes coming out of that center in yourself? What are the lines coming out of like the spider web? That you're the center, but there is more of an even playing field where it's a more inclusive, communicative organization versus more direct versus directive. So can you see how some of these paradigms are changing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so some of the tools are, I'm giving a couple of examples, or ways in which you can start to look at your personal values, look at your current mission, and decide, is it serving, does it need to be changed to be more inclusive of maybe some of your managers or your sales staff, I mean, whatever type of organization or company that you may have, and even if you own your own business. I mean, I work a lot with women entrepreneurs who are leaders, and it's each year, you know, look at your intentions. Am I aligning my values with my purpose and my mission? So these are some of the tools to keep yourself on track. And when you're aligned in integrity and with your purpose, you have a lot more less stress. And you're much more in the flow, and there's more effectiveness. And people feel that. Customers and clients and your team will be able to get that you're really coming from that level of integrity.
That's so true. I've seen that in several cases with different individuals in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure you see this too. Right now, with the pressures that corporations have, there is such a seriousness within corporations. So what can leaders do to add lightness, humor, as to incorporate that as part of their leadership style?
Well, I mean, I love humor. And it's because right now everyone is very serious because there's a lot of serious changes going on. So that is a reality. But humor, I read one time that you can release just as much stress and energy by having a good belly laugh than by having a good cry. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That the amount of stress that you can release. So sometimes humor could be, I think it's a very good for a leader. I know because I've led women's groups, and I've been a leader myself, even doing a keynote or leading a training. I often will point at my own idiosyncrasies as a way to lighten up the room because we all have them. I think if we take ourselves too seriously, everybody takes themselves too seriously. So if there's more of a balance with a leader, and I've worked with leaders that really have such a funny sense of humor, even in the midst of crisis, And it, what it does is it helps everybody step back and shift and look at things from a different perspective. And when we're in the groove and really, really serious and things are really, really hard, it's difficult to see the forest through the trees. So sometimes the ability or the willingness to maybe see the humor in the situation can lighten it up, but in that lightness come new possibilities and new solutions. And it's also that creates more flexibility and kind of more breathing space, you might say.
That is true. And we're finding that there's the Generation Yers are entering the workforce now, and they're coming from a totally different paradigm. And
mm-hmm.
So what words of wisdom can you offer to these new leaders or aspiring leaders that are entering the workforce?
Well, what I would say is to be willing to be yourself. And I know that may sound so obvious, Marianne, but the willingness to speak up, to be courageous, the word I guess I'm really looking for is to be authentic. Is that the more authentic and the real you are, you bring your gifts and your talents, your unique contribution, the easier your job will be and the more you'll be known by others, more authentically, more real. And what I'm seeing with a lot of leaders is that, and I would say this to the new leaders coming in, is come from a place of contribution and not survival. I see a lot of people are in survival mode, leaders and non-leaders. You know, there's fear, there's lack, there's apparent chaos. We don't, you know, the paradigms and structures are changing. So to focus on the positive, which may sound obvious, but to look at what is working, whenever situation you walk into, focus on what's working. Be honest about what's not and what you might need to let go of. Notice the areas where you can bring humor in and be flexible. To walk in integrity and to the willingness to be inclusive and engaging, more collaborative with your team are some of the things that I would offer new leaders. And to be committed to your own, you know, education, continuing to improve yourself. And many of these things, again, may sound obvious, but I think often, particularly when we're in survival mode, we forget that we all have unique gifts and talents to contribute as a leader or otherwise. So focus on what is my contribution, but also the unique contributions of everyone on your team. We all want to make a difference, and I think when we realize that in ourselves, but also in our people, in our customers, or in our employees, that they make a difference and to focus on what's working, you'd be amazed how much that gets enhanced versus focusing on the fear or the lack.
That is true. If you could add anything else for our listeners, what would you leave them with, Patricia, about leadership, great leadership, conscious leadership?
Well, Marianne, one thing is to honestly acknowledge any leader, anyone at this time in history who's willing to be a leader. So just to embrace the responsibility you have and to recognize the contribution that you make, but that it is a position of responsibility, and to ask yourself, is my heart, my head, and my gut aligned, and to bring in a more holistic approach to leadership. To be a transformational leader takes courage, and it takes the willingness to be, I believe, more integrated and to embrace self-mastery. And I know that may be a little bit repetitive, but I feel that these are really, really important points, and that this is a time truly of transformational change, not just change, but to emerge into something different. So to recognize that what we know, though it served us to a point, is no longer going to serve us in the way that the new paradigms and a new strategic focus and conscious leadership will. So to recognize that these are times where that's being asked of us, and to be willing to at least be open to seeing things differently.
Thank you so much, Patricia. It's been an absolute pleasure having you
Thank
on
you.
The series. And for our listeners, for more information on Patricia and her work, you can visit her website at patriciavarley.com, and I'll spell Varley, V-A-R-L-E-Y. This is Mary Ann D'Ambrosio of leadoutloudnow.com, and thank you for listening to the Leadership by Conscious Design interview series. So long for now, and may the heart-based leader within you stand up and lead. Enjoy your day.